This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Just like I've been telling him also, and when we had Anthony on about Bam Adebayo, and I tell all of you out there about Bam Adebayo, phenomenal young man. You want him to marry your daughter. You want Bam Adebayo to represent your corporation. But you don't want Bam Adebayo to be your number one player because that's not who he is. He's too nice. He's too good. See, I like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade has those boyish looks. And then he wants to cut your effing heart out. I like that. Magic Johnson had a smile that is worth billions of dollars. One of the greatest smiles I've ever seen in my life. And then he got on the court, and he wanted to cut your heart out and laugh at you after. Bam Adebayo doesn't have any Alonzo Mourning in him, bro. None. Alonzo Mourning, the second he walked into a building to play, just the intensity just takes over. It's practice. Your fault. The media's fault. Miami Heat's fault. Fans' fault. Your fault. So every time you tell me Bam should have stepped up, your fault. Oh, Tyler failed. Your fault. You expected them. Your fault. Your bad assessment. That's all I can say. Can't say anything more because nobody's been more consistent than I have about this. This isn't fly by night. This isn't waffling. Some of the favorite things that some of the local media loves to do, waffle. Oh, they like it this day. No, they don't like it now. You know, we don't do that here. We go conviction one way or the other. We're either right or we're wrong. That's it. But we're not going to be waffling. Oh, no, I believe in Tua. No, I don't believe in Tua. No, I believe in Tua. No, I don't believe in Tua. We got plenty of wafflers like that. You know?